This is Metamorphity.
Hello, this is Patrick Ryan from Metamorphity.com, and this is the Episode 5 podcast for the series, Inviting Healing, Activating Your Inner Healer. Healing doesn't happen in isolation. Even when you feel alone, even when you're walking through something no one else can fully understand, even when it's 3 a.m. and the worry won't let go, you're not meant to carry this all alone. And yet, how often we try? How often we brace, we tighten, we take it all on ourselves, as if healing depends on how hard we work at it, as if surrendering to support means giving up control. But here's a truth that lives deeper than fear. Healing is not a solo act. It's a shared unfolding. And today, we begin to realign with the support that's already around you, and perhaps even more powerfully, the support that's within you and beyond you. Let's start with something simple. Think of all the systems already supporting your healing. Your breath, rising and falling, even as you sleep. Your immune system, working without applause. Your nervous system, learning to regulate itself again, one breath at a time. Your doctors, your nurses, your caregivers, your acupuncturist, your surgeon, your therapist, your cousin who texts at just the right time, your ancestors whose strength lives in your cells, your faith, your imagination, your dog that curls beside you, your body that keeps showing up even in pain and even in fatigue. You are more supported than you think. But sometimes we don't feel that support. Why? Because we've been conditioned to equate strength with doing it alone. We don't want to be a burden. We don't want to be seen as weak. We don't want to depend on anyone, especially if we've been disappointed before. But healing, real whole healing, asks for receptivity. It asks us to stop holding the shield so tightly and begin receiving. It asks us to soften enough to be carried, not all the time, but sometimes, not by everyone, but by someone, seen or unseen. And that can be the hardest part. So let me ask you gently, where have you been refusing help, even quietly? Where have you said, "I've got it," when what you meant was, "I'm scared"? Where have you clenched when your body was asking to let go? And how can you forgive yourself for that? Because that too was protection. That too was love, disguised as grit. But today, just for a moment, we ask something new. Where could I allow support in some new way? Support comes in many forms. Some of it is obvious, like a caregiver or a medical team. But some of it is subtle. It comes through the breath that returns after a cry. The stranger who holds a door when you're slowly moving. The memory of someone's love that still lives in your chest. A spiritual presence that can't be proven but is felt. There is visible support and there is energetic support. And today we widen the lens to include both. There's a concept in systems theory that says, what a system cannot hold, it will offload onto one part. That part might be your body, your anxiety, your fatigue, your hyper-independence. But what if that system, your healing system, could be expanded? What if you didn't have to be the entire container? What if you let yourself lean just slightly into what's holding you? The chair, the breath, the hands of those who love you. The mystery of something greater. Here's a truth. Receiving is not weakness. Receiving is nervous system medicine. When you feel supported, even a little, your body relaxes. Your healing mechanisms activate. Your immune system becomes more efficient. Your pain perception can shift. This isn't wishful thinking. It's neurobiology, and it's spiritual truth. You are never meant to do this alone. So today, I invite you to consider, What would it look like to let someone support me this week? What kind of help have I been silently craving? What support already exists, but I haven't been fully receiving? What might it feel like to allow myself to be gently carried, even for a few breaths? These aren't small questions, they're sacred ones, and you don't have to rush the answer, you only have to ask. Let me leave you with this image. Imagine yourself standing in a shallow river. The current is slow, supportive, flowing around your ankles. And behind you, all around you, stand those who support you. Some you can name, your doctor, your sister, your therapist, your pet. Some are less defined, a wise presence, a healing force, the unseen hands of grace. You're not in the river alone. Let the water hold you. Let the presence behind you hold you. Let your body exhale. Even now, even here, you are carried. Today, you're invited to soften, to stop bracing, to allow support to meet you in any form it takes. Let your healing be a partnership. Let your body be held by more than one effort. Let your spirit be reminded that it's not walking alone. Even if no one else fully understands what you're going through, there are hands around you, seen, unseen, benevolent. You're not alone. You never have been. Let that truth rise in you. Let it rest in you. Let it carry you forward just a little lighter. This is Patrick from metamorphity.com, and I'll meet you in the guided meditation.